Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John Duke Anthony. I'm the president and CEO of the National Council on U.S. Arab Relations. The National Council was established in 1983 as a nonprofit, non-governmental educational organization. It has tax-exempt status to the extent allowed by federal law as a 501c3 organization. The Council's vision is to place the relationship between the United States and the Arab world on as firm a foundation as possible. The National Council's mission is education, which is precisely what this conference is all about. We convene at a time at 25th anniversary, Silver Jubilee, that could not be more problematic and troubling in many ways in terms of trying to maximize the positive and minimize the negative in America's relations with its Arab friends, its Arab allies, its Arab strategic and working partners. Here we have assembled a group of some of the most internationally renowned specialists, practitioners, and participants in this relationship, some of them participants for more than a generation. And they have agreed to arrange their schedule so that they could come and address the challenges and opportunities implicit in this moment, where less than a week from now, there'll be a transitioning in the White House, and all members of the House of Representatives and a third of those of the United States Senate will be up for election or re-election. This has not happened for almost four decades, so the atmosphere couldn't be more receptive to addressing these complex issues than now, nor could the moment be more propitious. Here we convene in the midst of a rapidly unfolding international financial crisis of dimensions and proportions that no one in this audience has experienced in her or his adult lifetime. Just in the financial aspect alone, we have questions for which there are no difficult answers, let alone easy ones, in terms of trade, in terms of investment, in terms of finance, in terms of banking, in terms of inflation, in terms of interest rates, in terms of pensions, in terms of people's savings for their children's higher education, in terms of collateral, in terms of mortgages, in terms of derivatives, in terms of capital gains, in terms of employment, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of energy. All of these are wrapped together and interconnected. And in the background, and in some cases in the foreground, are pressing issues of a geopolitical and geostrategic and geoeconomic nature and dynamic, particularly those regarding Iran and Iraq, where we are a little more than 2 months away from an uncertain situation where nearly a quarter of a million Americans have been deployed and mobilized, both military and civilian, in the case of the American-led invasion and occupation of Iraq, with no end in sight. We also have still an element within policy circles that would like nothing more than to take down the government in Tehran without full awareness of the certain consequences and the uncertain, unexpected consequences of such an endeavor. And we have, just in the last week, more or less the death knell, it seems, for the prospects of a two-state solution in the Arab-Israeli conflict, which the president promised would be highest on his agenda to achieve before he left office on January the 19th. We have, in addition to these, no end of questions pertaining to defense cooperation and the energy component of the overall economic substance and dynamic of our relationship with these countries. And we also have a need for their role in a globalized economy and world to be part of the usness, not the those, not the them, not the other, of efforts to get on top of and address effectively this international monetary crisis to which I alluded. And to do this, we have to chair this first session in introducing General Clark and Jeremy Downs, Admiral Harold J. Burnson, who had a distinguished career as a naval officer for 34 years, and who was involved first in the command position of United States Middle East Force based in Bahrain in the early 1980s, and did that job so effectively he was brought back out at the end of the Iran-Iraq War at the time of the reflagging of Kuwait's tankers and the United States Navy role there. In his retirement, he has been a president of Physicians for Peace, an organization that engages in humanitarian medical work in developing countries, including the Arab countries, the Middle East, and the Islamic world. He has been a director emeritus of the National U.S. Arab Chamber of Commerce, a board member of the American Bahrain Friendship Society, and it is my pleasure to introduce him to you as the chairman of the National Council on U.S. Arab Relations Board of Directors, Admiral Burnson.